Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Tuesday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. Sabres play tonight. Right. Everyone in the NHL actually plays tonight. Sabres, though, a little bit of a weird time.
Playing puck on a Tuesday.
What is it? What are they calling it? The frozen frenzy?
Frozen frenzy. And yes, that they works. Needed. I'm going to share the same sentiment that Jeremy had in the last hour. Jeremy White saying that they should do this more than just on a random Tuesday. Like, get some Friday nights
right. Or
Saturday nights that you do this again. Do it again. Do it when people are going to be wanting to watch.
They can't do it next Tuesday, though. Maction starts then. So
I might. I don't know.
Now I'm just – go to Wednesday. Just go to Wednesday.
Look, this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Zach Jones. I don't know what to do with him at sometimes every now and then.
Maction starts. Next Monday, college basketball starts, so I'm busy that night.
I don't know what to do with you
Wednesday. Sometimes. Wednesday.
And that's perfectly fine.
Tonight, though, as mentioned, every team plays in the NHL. Sabres are at 6:45 home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Pre-game, though, still going to start at 6 with Schoep and the Bulldog. The night, though, will start at 6. Flyers Penguins and Flames Maple Leafs. And it will go all the way to the end of the evening. At 11 p.m., Sharks going to host the Kings. It is everybody in action. I do love this kind of stuff. I need to know if there's going to be a channel where I can go to real quick and just get up like a bunch of highlights, like if they're going to do a sort of red zone channel. Because if not, they should.
And ready? They probably don't.
They probably don't.
Because it's all on ESPN and ESPN Plus, from what I'm seeing here.
Mm.
And, yeah, I don't.
Tonight's Sabres game, though, is on MSG.
It is also on ESPN Plus, but it is an MSG game. Yep. But like, the thing is that like, yeah, I don't know what you're like. Have that channel where things are happening, where you're just playing highlights, because hockey is fluid enough of a game that you can get away with just playing highlights.
Yeah,
and having fun that way, and like showing all the goals and the plays and the sequences, the hits, the pattern. There's so, and with every game going on.
Yeah.
You can go in live to some feeds, and then you can cut out and go to different ones. It's not that hard to have a central control for hockey. But as of late, when can I trust ESPN to do the right thing?
That's right. 803-0550, the number two call. We did promise it. It is the 11 o'clock hour, and with that is our primetime performers time. Top five performances from the last week or so, the weekend especially. We've been doing this really since the start of football season, but with now almost every major sport into its seasons, we got the NBA going last week and all of that. We are now full go. It is not just NFL players. We are going across the board. We'll start, though, with our honorable mentions. And I am going to start with football, Derek.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love. Great game from him, 360 and three touchdowns. The Packers are, what, 5-1-1?
I have him a lot higher on my list than an honorable mention.
I have him as an honorable mention. I mentioned it. There was a lot in sports that I kind of wanted to play with a little bit here. But Love has looked great. I envy Packers fans in many ways. The fact that if you were born in like 89, you have yet to see a bad quarterback play for your team outside of a backup having to go in because it's week 16 or 17 and who cares?
Matt Flynn.
And even then you got Matt Flynn.
Earned a contract and totally messed with the Seahawks if not for the drafting of Russell Wilson. Yeah. He could have messed with the Seahawks.
I envy Packers fans in many respects with that, where it's just you literally went from Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and now even if he's the Jeff Garcia to your 49ers run here, Jordan Love is still a baller. And he fits what the Packers do, which is athletic, strong-arm quarterbacks that are going to make which level throws.
So, first honorable mention, I'm going to go to the rinks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, I'm going with Trevor Zegras getting the Flyers into the win column. And he factors on every point that they score. 2 goals, 1 assist, and a 4-3 shootout win. Guess what he does in the shootout? He scores the first goal on that one as well. So, Trevor Zegras getting the honorable mention there. For the Flyers, who have kind of looked all right. The Islanders, too, by the way. Both of them were 4-3-1 after the night.
Disgusting.
And we'll see what both of those teams are able to do. The Metro's a lot more balanced this year than the Atlantic is.
It's better than the Atlantic.
It's better than the Atlantic, yeah. But both of those teams, 4-3-1. Trevor Zegras, though, getting my first honorable mention.
As mentioned, I'm going all the way back to the weekend as well. Addison Barger. Game one, Grand Slam.
Let's share this. Let's talk about this.
Watching that game live. With Joe Cali as well, with you, Derek, with Josh Schmidt.
Yeah, all three of us on this show were hanging out with Josh Schmidt.
We all hung out, watched that game, and when that happened, that was electric. Really, that entire inning was just a fever dream. The Sabres had played well. They won. Then we go to the Blue Jays game, and the Barger Grand Slam. You're like, oh my God.
Fives could not have been better than that moment right there.
Incredible.
And, yeah, no, Barger is worthy of honorable mention because of that. And it a grand slam, the first one of a pinch hit grand slam in World Series history. So to be one of one is already awesome enough. To be 4 of the 9-run sixth inning is also another thing. To think that that's technically not even half of the work that they did in that inning is also incredible stuff. Unfortunately for the Jays, it has not looked as good for the last two games. Staying on the honorable mentions, I've got Drake May. Drake May is starting to become a consistent factor here, and I hate it. I don't know how he's this low on the MVP odds. As a matter of fact, get Josh Allen out of there.
No disrespect, but no, not this year.
Hang on. No. Ready? No disrespect to Josh Allen, but all disrespect to voters and odds makers.
Still pushing that?
I don't know what you're doing right now. Like, voters probably aren't even saying that. Odds makers, get him out of there. You're making people waste their money, and shame on you. Do you have more on your honorable mentions list, or should I keep going?
So where I want to go with this, I should have put Tucker Kraft with the Jordan Love one. I'm going to bring him up, 7 for 143 and 2 touchdowns. He's on tight end day. That's nice for him. I'm going to kind of push him off, I think, on honorable mentions and just leave Jordan Love there. I do want to mention Myles Garrett. We both talked about it on Sunday when it was happening. 5 sacks.
Oh my God.
He's absolutely an incredible player. However, for the exact same franchise, on opposite ends of the line, it just feels like Joe Thomas's career. Best at his position, outside of maybe a few guys in the same stratosphere, and it's going to kind of be for naught. At least Myles Garrett, though, has been a part of some playoff wins for Cleveland and a part of some hyped-up years. But, man, 5 sacks, and they're basically not even in the contest against New England.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
So I don't feel bad because like he went and asked for a trade and then accepted that contract, and now he's mad that they're not good. And like, dude, you literally signed up for this. So sure. I'm going to go to college football for my last honorable mention. I'm going to Texas A&M. Number 3 Texas A&M, Marcel Reed.
Yeah.
202 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 108 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns against number 20 LSU, and it ultimately gets Brian Kelly canned.
lot of big openings up in college, man. A lot of big openings.
That
Penn
should
State,
be a
Arkansas,
big...
LSU, Florida.
Yeah.
That's Virginia Tech, I haven't even mentioned there. I mean,
that's
it is
a huge
lot
job opening.
It's a huge job opening. Might be the biggest one. I think it's all going to start, though, with if Lane Kiffin decides to stay at Ole Miss or not.
But I have a vested interest here in number three Texas A&M and what they're able to do.
Yeah,
especially through
too.
The playoff. So, oh, yeah, I can see why you're a little more...
sadly, so do I.
A different perspective on that. But yeah, no, Marcel Reed, going to wrap up my honorable mentions.
And then for me, Jonathan Taylor. I've mentioned it a lot. I think he's the runaway favorite for Offensive Player of the Year. I really don't even care what the odds have to say on that. He's playing out of his skull right now. Another 153 on the ground and three total touchdowns. He is a wagon.
He should be MVP running, but running backs currently are not allowed.
I think he might, though. There's no quarterback really taking the baton. No one's really running away with it.
Man, Mahomes.
Mahomes, maybe, but Baker Mayfield was the guy that was getting a lot of talk. Jordan Love, maybe, especially if the Packers do get the one
Drake
seed.
Drake May should also
Drake
be
Drake May
there.
Maybe should, but with how good Indy is, and they might be the one seed, I mean, it's the thing. He might go for 2,000 yards and 29 touchdowns. That would be a better season than Saquon Barkley had, and we had people genuinely clamoring for that. It ultimately didn't mean much, but people were clamoring for that. He only winds up with 15 rushing touchdowns.
All right, well, shall I get to number five?
Number five.
All right, I'm calling a slight audible. I'm swapping my 4 and 5 from what I sent you.
Okay.
Matias Samuelson.
Yeah.
That's right. Sabres defenseman Matias Samuelson, certified primetime player. Why? That two goals, I know plus minus is a flawed stat, but he's plus +4 against the Maple Leafs on Friday night. It was so fun to watch that game, especially because we were flipping back and forth. Mm-hmm. You and, like, all of us hanging with Josh, and it was so fun, though. Seeing Matias Samuelson suddenly becoming the goal-scoring savant, to which then Tage Thompson the next night literally took it personal.
Yeah.
That Matias Samuelson was outscoring him. So, no, Matias Samuelson there, number five on my primetime players.
So, for me, I am going to college for number five.
Okay.
And this is because I take assignments that are given to me very seriously. So, Sal Capaccio, if you were watching.
That's right.
North Texas quarterback Drew Mestemaker, 608 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, completing 75% of his passes against Charlotte over in the American Conference. Unbelievable performance. I know it's college. I know it's the American Conference. You don't just do that every day. Unbelievable. They are 7-1. They'll be playing the undefeated 7-0 Navy this weekend, Saturday at noon. And look, it's North Texas. He may not leave. He's I think, a redshirt sophomore or a true sophomore. This is going to be a guy to keep an eye on. He's already got 21 touchdowns, only 4 picks, and North Texas scores like the wind. He's a big part of it. 608 yards. This is also, in part, I'm reading Seth Wickersham's American Kings book, and the fact that Norm Van Brocklin has the most passing yards in a game bothers me immensely.
I don't know whether to be impressed or scared with you that you're bringing in North Texas here for the primetime.
Yeah, baby. Drew Mestemaker.
We're digging in deep here.
There we go.
I'm not digging in very deep. Number four for me is Devil center Jack Hughes. He scores his 7th and 8th goals on the year, which ties him for the lead in NHL in goals in an overtime win against Colorado. He's a reason the Devils have lost. He's one of the big reasons the Devils have lost one game so far this year and look like one of the best teams in the National Hockey League. So Jack Hughes there, number four.
Number four for me, James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
He has a career day, 216 and 2 touchdowns. He also does it with unbelievable efficiency, 19 carries.
Yeah.
We mentioned it. I mean, we're, of course, watching the game. He could have gone for more. This could have been a performance that's 260, 270 type yards if they really wanted to, and especially, too, the Bills, at a certain point, felt like they weren't even running different plays. It just was the pitch-outs. They just kept doing for Cook. He's become one of my favorite players to watch. Not even just on the Bills. In the NFL, he has got such a quick twitch. His movement is incredible. His balance is phenomenal. I know I complain a lot about the talent level for the Bills. James Cook is not a part of that. He is absolutely an elite player, and he's ascended to that level this year.
Zach, I'm just going to have you go to number three because my number three was James Cook. So I don't think we need to elaborate further on that one. So, Zach, just hit me up with your number three right now because we just got through your four, my three in James Cook.
I went with Shohei Ohtani at three. ultimately, he has a better game than the guy I'm going to go with at number one. A little bit spoiler alert. But okay. It is primetime performers. I go for the big moments. But Shohei Ohtani had a really kind of quiet postseason until his big breakout game. Now he's really picked it up. And last night, in an 18-inning game, was that as well. 4-for-4, 2 doubles, and 2 home runs in a game that needed all of that. It ends 6-5, and they needed everything from Ohtani.
I will mention a little bit more about that because he's a little higher on this list. Number two for me, Jordan Love. As you had him in the honorable mentions, I put him up higher because there is this whole thing of questions about Green Bay. How good are you really? You tied the Cowboys. You look a little ugly sometimes. You've lost to Cleveland. Jordan Love goes out there in prime time against the old Packers quarterback. And doesn't even make it as much of a contest. Again, 360 yards, 3 touchdowns in that win. In primetime, you mentioned the big moments. I do think that it's a statement win against a quarterback that wanted revenge a little bit with his first opportunity to have a crack at beating the Packers. Probably his only crack at it. He will not be like Tom Brady. He does not beat every NFL franchise. Jordan Love is the reason why.
All right. On to number two.
On to number two. What you got?
Austin Reeves, Lakers shooting guard.
Oh, the 51 points.
Not even just the 51 points. He follows that baby up the next night with 41. He's doing all of this without Luka Doncic. Austin Reeves, Lakers shooting guard. It's early in the season. There's been a lot of big numbers. Victor Wembanyama also could probably be on this list with how many points and blocks he's getting. But Austin Reeves, the Lakers are without Luka Doncic. LeBron James is also out. And Austin Reeves just goes out there and goes, I got it, baby. Don't kick your feet up, boo-boo. I got this. 51-41 in back-to-back games. Number two for me.
All right. Number one time. It's Ohtani. For the second straight week for me, it is Shohei Ohtani because you mentioned the 2 doubles, the 2 home runs going 4-for-4. He's also walked 5 times.
Yeah.
That is a command of respect. At that point, you're like, okay, he's 4-for-4. We got to walk him now. Like forever.
Forever.
We can't do this. And unfortunately, that respect and pitching around him is where you get to lesser worries around the rest of the lineup. Because, yeah, it's a solo shot, but you then have to take more into account what you're doing with Ohtani, and then you take less into account what your number one is there.
And my number one, it really is all of the moment. It is Freddie Freeman. Again, in the World Series, he has a walk-off home run for his home crowd. But this one is also, and I've mentioned this a lot too, the romanticism about playoff baseball going deep into the night. I mean, they go 18 innings. They play 2 full games. They got to play again later tonight. And for him in the 18th inning, solo shot, home run, walk-off, let's all get out of here. It's not much better than that. I think that is the epitome of playoff baseball right there. I loved Ohtani's performance. And to be fair, if ultimately, and this is the worst part because he winds up at 3 for me, but ultimately if the game just ends with a walk-off single or what have you, I probably don't even have Freeman on this list. He's probably not even an honorable mention. It's not like he had this insane game that was capped off by this walk-off home run. But for me, it's that moment. It is the primetime performance. That's what you look for me at least.
Yes.
And so for me, number one, Freddie Freeman, the walk-off home run from last night.
Yeah. For me, Ohtani being there again is also because of the fact that, like,
that dude's unbelievable.
He's kind of stringing it all together right now, the dominance, and it's kind of worrisome. As the Jays supporter here, it's kind of concerning.
This has turned into, though, a great series. I know the Jays are down 2-1, but outside of game one, these games have been close. They've been last night was a battle. Teams trading leads. It was a battle, and then it goes into extra innings. It was fantastic.
But also game one was supposed to be more or less the statement of, no, there's going to be a series here.
Yeah.
I think that was a statement more than anything of like, no, this is not Dodgers in 4. And it could be Dodgers in 5 the way things are going for them. They're winning these tight games, but if the Jays can get one of them here in L.A., well, A, you have to in order to make it a longer series. But B, I think they're capable because they've been with L.A. every step of the way in the 2 losses.
Game 4 later tonight at 8 p.m. And I don't think anything has changed. So if true, on the bump tonight, Shohei Ohtani.
Right in time, right?
Shane Bieber for Toronto.
This is that annoying part coming back here, just saying. It's as if he just helped them incredulously yesterday for a big win. And now he's back and he's on the mound. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love that.
Those are our primetime performers. They are up at our Twitter accounts as well. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get back to some of that Bills conversation. Also, the Sabres as well. They are in action tonight and potentially could be a huge game for them at the start of the season. Game number 10 for the Sabres tonight, 6:45, 6 p.m. pregame. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
Los Angeles. Sends a fly ball to center field. Marshall's going back.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
I think he's right. I think it is a classic.
Way too much happened to me just now. There's a bit of a sensory overload, and I needed a reboot for a second.
About a minute before we came back, the company's Halloween parties today. There are two people, mystery people, no idea who they are, dressed up as a big dinosaur and a big cat.
Like the inflatable type costumes.
Yeah.
Running down the hallway.
Just running down the hallway.
I thought... Granted, I only caught it from the side of my eye, but it looked like one of them popped the bird, but that's not the case.
I mean, I was scared as hell when they were running back. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I told you to chase them. And then Joe plays that clip, and it goes back to sadness. I had a lot to process within like 30 seconds time, and I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, I think Joe Buck's my right brain. I mean, it is a classic. 7-hour game, is that right?
Oh, close man. To it. My brain's too smooth, though, to process everything that happened that quickly. So, like, you know how, like, there's that Windows sound? Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me.
It happened to you?
Yeah, that happened to me while that highlight was playing, and I'm like, all right, this is too much.
Oh, game four tonight. Can you imagine? Like, this is part of the romanticism of it.
Yes.
Like, I watch a lot of documentaries on that 04 Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees ALCS. Like, I find that to be one of the most fascinating things in sports and one of the most, you know, constantly interesting in different ways. to be fair, I got to find a Yankees documentary on it. I know there's one out there. I've just got to watch it because I always watch on the Boston side of things. But that was always a big part of it too, is like they'd wrap up a game at 2 in the morning or 1 in the morning. You're back at it later that night. I mean, what even is that?
And that is the sadness can turn real quick there because all of a sudden you win tonight. It's a 2-2 series.
It's a 2-2 series, and you stole one from L.A.
And anything
now
can happen.
Yeah, now anything can happen.
The Jays have also
so – cool.
We talked with Pat Malacaro about this. The Jays have also fought themselves out of a corner before. This seems like one of them.
This is certainly a corner.
You don't want to go down 3-1. As a matter of fact, against L.A., can't. This is a corner. And the Blue Jays, all throughout the season, have fought their way out of those. Congratulations. You're backed into one. Get yourself out of it.
Game four tonight, 8 o'clock. Looks like Shohei Ohtani. I don't think anything's changed. I haven't seen anything
yet. I think it's confirmed Shane Bieber on the mound for the Blue Jays, Ohtani for the Dodgers.
Giddy up.
Unless it's pretty much Ohtani. He got walked after the fourth hit. He's fine.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
After that. He's good.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get back to the phones. Max is with us next. Max, how are we doing, man?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're hanging.
Great. All right. Hey, I was wondering if you'd indulge me in a little exercise. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the Bills receivers. I just think they're so pedestrian. I was thinking if all receivers across the league are healthy and you could take – Our top three receivers and swap them with any top three receivers, three of another team. How many teams are you saying no, we're good to? I can't think of five teams that I would say I would rather have ours than yours. So just wondering what your thoughts are, if you guys can think of better situations.
Yeah. No, yeah, Max, thanks for the call. I think this is interesting.
Okay, so it's more or less about like the depth charts.
Yeah, we just had this conversation too about the Sabres center depth. Boston.
Which was hilarious. I bring up Boston, and then they traded Pavel Zacha since that call. Boston certainly cemented themselves as having the worst center depth in the National Hockey League, and then they made it worse. I guess the equivalent to that would be if the Bills went ahead and traded away Khalil Shakir.
So you're saying they're 32nd?
Well, like basically, I don't know.
See, I got the standings up. Tennessee, I think, is worse.
Yes.
They've got...
And that's Tennessee trades Calvin Ridley. That's what Boston did.
Right. Like Tennessee's worse. If Calvin Ridley's gone, it might be one of the worst we've ever seen. I would then Cleveland is interesting. They can't score, but I really like Jerry Jeudy from last year. Isaiah Bond is a very curious rookie with all of the elite traits that he has. Are we counting tight end rooms? Because if we are, that one's pretty darn good.
Tight ends are tight ends. They are not receivers.
Tight ends are tight ends. Cedric Tillman, not bad.
I don't love the room right now for the San Francisco 49ers, but that's because of injury.
More hurt. New York Jets.
Because Max's call does predicate on health.
Health. Everyone is healthy.
Everyone's healthy. But even then, like, it's Ayuk and then Pearsall.
It's Ayuk, Pearsall, Juwan Jennings.
Oh, yeah, Juwan Jennings.
If you want him, Kendrick Bourne. I mean, he did have over 100-yard game against the Rams.
San Fran is becoming the team that is kind of giving the Bills less and less excuses when it comes to the injuries.
Yeah. They've been doing this for a few years.
I don't know how much I really want to take in the stock of the quality of San Francisco's wide receiver room. They just play well because the Shanahan system dictates that it will happen.
What about Washington? It's kind of, it's McLaurin, Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel, but Debo Samuel now is not.
He stepped up, though, when McLaurin was absent.
Right.
He's having himself a good season.
Rough night last night.
The Giants outside of Neighbors is suspect.
Yeah. Like Wandell Robinson.
Wandell Robinson had an awesome touchdown against the Cowboys. He's still Wandell Robinson.
Yeah. Still Wandell Robinson. I think the Jets are a curious one here. Because remember, you're swapping them with the Bills. If the Bills had Garrett Wilson and then like Alan Lazard, Josh Reynolds, isn't that just the Diggs years? And they were really darn good in the Diggs years.
That's
Garrett Wilson's going over 1,000 yards with Fields and Rodgers throwing the ball and Wilson throwing the ball.
No, I'm saying that's just incredibly disrespectful to the remaining wide receivers of the Diggs years.
The final Diggs years.
I still think that's a little disrespectful to Gabe Davis, even though he was putting up donuts every other game during a stretch.
I don't know.
I'm not calling Gabe Davis Alan Lazard, dude.
I don't know.
I'm not calling Gabe Davis.
I think it's close.
I'm not calling Gabe Davis late stages Alan Lazard. That feels disrespectful.
That feels a little disrespectful.
Yeah. Like, I can't do that to myself, man. Yeah, so maybe the Jets are one of those. Like, yeah, you get Garrett Wilson, but you get a bunch of flotsam and jetsam that you're already working with.
Yeah.
Actually, it's worse.
It's worse. I think there's a few teams, but I think it's tough when you look at the wide receivers, because if I add in like a Dalton Kincaid or like I mentioned with Cleveland, their tight end room, it's a little bit different conversation. Like, there is better talent there, you know, for the Bills as well. You do have a James Cook as an option, and to be fair, we're all still kind of waiting for him to be used more in the passing game. That could be something that really does help them out, really get into a rhythm.
It's something that could help them out. It is something that, and it's not James Cook, though, strictly, that I need more involved. It's Johnson and Davis, too. They have not used any of their running backs. And that, I do think, has something to do a little bit more with the quarterback. Especially if you're hot, you need to make sure you're getting that ball out, and those guys need to win one-on-one battles.
I'd also say Las Vegas. I do want to mention that.
Oh, no.
If Jacoby Myers is my one, I'm in a bad spot.
Okay, ready? This is my ignorance about the Las Vegas Raiders. Who the hell is below Jacoby Myers on that team?
That is a wonderful question, Derek. And we're going to go to that.
We're going to learn this together right now.
Trey Tucker actually leads them in receptions. Or, well, it's a tie with him and Jacoby Myers.
Okay, and Trey Tucker is more known for having one incredible game.
Yes.
This season than anything else.
Yes. That's kind of it. After that,
oh my God, their third wide receiver on the depth chart has 94 receiving yards. Yeah, Raiders are one of those teams, Max, on your call that I do not want.
Deonta Thornton, though, rookie out of Tennessee.
He has 5 catches, dog.
No, the only reason I know him is there was a caller during the draft season that called in the Shelton Bulldog and was for sure on this guy. For sure on him.
Jack Besh has 73 yards on 7 catches. Okay.
This has been a really nice exercise.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, to be fair, the teams that have worse receiver rooms than the Bills are
they're not good.
They're bad. They're bad.
They just also, in addition, probably don't have good quarterbacks either.
Yeah, quarterbacking is kind of important. Kind of important.
I'm in hell about this position. I'm in hell.
This has been a really good
I'm actually exercise. Standing in hell. And it's wide receiver hell. It's not the wide receiver train anymore. I'm in wide receiver hell. Because no matter what, we end up hearing about it, we end up talking about it. And I kind of want to just like plug my ears and go la 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 and ignore it. But the problem is it can't be ignored. Because the Bills, every time that they play, are starting to bore me on offense. Or they're just bad with the passing game in certain games based on the context. So I can't escape it. Thank the heavens that the Buffalo Sabres are playing entertaining hockey right now. Because if they went and did the same thing that they usually do,
oof,
then I really can't escape it.
I'd be really building up. I'm being serious. I'd be really building up UB men's basketball, only losing by 10 to Syracuse in an exhibition.
I would be trying to shovel two of those Tage Parms in my mouth out of depressive eating, basically, is where I'd be getting at if I could not escape it. And yet here we are still talking about wide receiver because... But hey, we got a general manager that took a victory tour about how they scored 30 points a game last year. And we keep complaining about wide receiver. And yet, here we are in week 9 still complaining about bleeping wide receiver.
Well, this year they're only scoring 29.5 points per game, so.
I was going to do that. Thank you, Joe.
This is my Sisyphus. I'm pushing the boulder up the hill. The boulder is the wide receiver conversations, and I'm sick of it. I kind of just want to get run over by the boulder at this point.
Nah, dude, you're going to learn about Jordan Tyson.
You ever watch MXC seeing that Kenny Blankenship like getting run over by the boulder? That's me. Embrace the boulder at this point. Let it run me over.
Zachariah Branch.
I'm sick of this, and yet I can never escape it. And it just...
Can I interest you in Eric Singleton Jr.?
I don't know what the hell.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You're saying, and I do not care. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres in action tonight, 6:45 puck drop, 6 p.m. pregame right here on WGR. Sabres Live will be coming up at the top of the hour to help you get ready for that. We do have some news, though, from practice, and we'll get to that when we come back. You're listening to WGR.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid, and I got a text back. And I thought it was Sandy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't really talk to Andy Reid.
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras.
Terry Bradshaw from Sunday on his pregame show. I don't know. Did you see this on Sunday when it was happening?
No.
I watched it much later on in the day. Like I was home from work the whole thing.
We had to be here. We were working.
Oh, I know. But I'd seen people tweeting about it. I'm like, I've got to watch this. I bookmarked it on Twitter and I went home. I watched it later that night. Hysterical. And my favorite tweet that I saw from somebody, I don't know who they were, was a random tweet, was these shows are not meant to be watched. They are meant to be listened to in the background while you're getting snacks. And that clip is the epitome of that. Bradshaw's mentioning he's talking to Andy Reid. Didn't really talk to Andy Reid. Talked to a guy selling pigs.
That turns into I'm watching.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's like captivating.
That's incorrect. In that moment, that's the wrong way to use that context. No, that turns into, okay, I'm watching.
I think it does depend on who you are, because there are going to be people that are like, I can't do this. There are other people. That's captivating television.
Yeah, no, like that's where I'm, okay, I'm actually in.
Also, Michael Strahan's face in that, if you can find the video, the cut to Strahan looking absolutely gobsmacked is hysterical.
You were background noise. You are now being actively listened to and watched. Like that, I'm now an active watcher at that point.
Oh,
if I heard that.
Man.
I'm sorry. Like what? I'm not going to lie to you. Joe, I was expecting that to be an attack on me when you started the Curb music there. I'm like, oh, great. What's this going to be about? Because I'm just in hell, and I just tweeted a picture of a boulder.
It's Terry Bradshaw.
No, it's Terry Bradshaw with a wild story. And I think there needs to be more of that in life, really. Like, in what we do, we should be vulnerable with some of our moments in life because they can be candid and funny as hell.
Just texting pig salesman, you know?
That's like, it.
That's all you got to do.
Key. That's the key to life right there.
But, like, I have questions. Why is my first one?
No. The moment you get an answer to that, it's going to be less interesting.
No. Because depending on the answer, it could be more interesting. Why are you texting? Why is there a pig farmer texting you? How did you find out he was a pig farmer?
Exactly. Everything you're building up in your head is so much better.
Your phone?
Everything you're here, like you're doing in your head, is better than the actual answer. So good.
But that's the thing. Depending on the answer, it could get better.
It could. I like the mystery. I like the mystery. So good. Sabres.
Did he ignore actual Andy Reid because he wasn't saved in his phone as Andy Reid?
Maybe. That feels like a very Bradshaw thing to do.
See, I'm like, now I'm actively engaged. I'm actively involved. I'm in. 1,000%. Let me hear what you got, Terry Bear.
You send fan mail to Terry and be like, I have questions.
I need to make sure that I am calling exclusively about this.
Oh, man.
I'm going to write up a letter. It's going to be like professional font and everything, signed at the bottom, making sure that I figure out, Terry, what's going on here, dog?
I have questions.
I need to know.
Sabres in action tonight, 6:45 start time. 6 p.m. pregame, both, of course, going to be right here on WGR. The entire league is in action, game starting at 6 and going all the way till start times at 11. And some good news for the Sabres tonight. It was hinted at yesterday, and it does appear to be absolutely true. Our own Paul Hamilton tweeting about an hour ago that Kesselring making his debut tonight. Lindy Ruff says he is good to go. That's all they want to check to make sure he was good tonight. And here we go. I mean, now, Derek, on this.
Speaking of things that aren't run me over with a boulder. Yeah,
but on this, though. The Sabres were already getting really darn good returns from the J.J. Paterka trade in Josh Doan.
Right.
To many people, Kesselring is the big piece.
Not even to many people. To pretty much everyone.
To pretty much everybody. Like, Doan was fun. If you knew who he was, it was like, okay, this is cool. It's not just Shane Doan's kid. This is, like, actually a good player.
There's one person that made sure it was a requirement, and that's the guy who made the trade. And again, I'm willing to walk it back if it's already giving me promising returns without the core piece having played a single game with the Sabres yet.
And so Kesselring will be in the lineup tonight. Also, looks like Alex Lyon going to go back into the starter's net. Really?
I was a little perplexed over how they handled the goalie situation, like calling up Lukanen.
Yeah.
Even though Ellis was supposed to get the start, and then Lukanen has to play, obviously. But calling him up as early as you did also seemed a little bit like, hey, you're sure you're okay with only one game? So, because the thing is that Ellis ends up with back tightness all of a sudden. It's not something that just they knew about it already. Mm-hmm. No, they were projecting to give him the start.
Yeah, I think Colton Ellis did speak afterwards and did. Yeah, I picked up an issue. Yeah. Couldn't go.
So that still tells me that the Sabres were comfortable with UPL having one game in a conditioning stint. Don't love that. Not a good plan.
And it doesn't help either. His performance on Saturday is probably the worst performance in a goalie the Sabres have had all year.
And that's a high bar.
All year. It's game 10 tonight. Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's a high bar through those 9 games. What Lyon and Ellis did for you were fantastic. Lyon has played 8 of the games. He's been great. Ellis plays 1 game. But he did something that UPL has yet to do really throughout his career. Make the big save. And I mean, make that save. Like, there are times where you need to have that turnaround moment. And I remember two of them in particular. Ellis makes a save, and the Sabres go ahead, they turn it around, and they score a goal to help put the game away. And then, of course, there is Toronto in Buffalo. Lyon makes a save, shorthanded, incredible cross-crease save.
Mm-hmm.
And Owen Power takes the puck down the ice on his last legs. Perfect saucer tuck. Game's over. Colton Ellis stopped several breakaways, including one on Dylan Larkin. And the first partial breakaway that I see UPL face, it's a goal.
Yeah.
It's tough. But hopefully the Sabres are able to play well again tonight against Columbus. If things shake out well, the Sabres are back in a playoff spot. Stop the count.
It's going to be tough, though, with the entire league playing. But it does point to some pretty good signs with the start of the year. Through 10 games, if you're flirting with a playoff spot right there.
Here's your three-game formula.
Yeah.
Florida loses, Ottawa loses, Buffalo wins. Done.
Easiest
Everyone's
pie.
Playing, but there's three games to look at.
Easiest pie. There you go. That'll do it for me and Derek. We'll be back on tomorrow from 10 to 12. But coming up for more on the Sabres, Sabres Live. You're listening to WGR.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.